This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. We're hanging out with you until noon. We'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock right here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Talking about the Kings' win over the Blazers last night. We're going to put a pin in that for a minute, though, to talk a little bit of baseball. The A's could not pull out a win up in Seattle last night. They fell to the Mariners 4-2 at T-Mobile Park. Those two runs came courtesy of our guest, Tyler Soderstrom, A's first baseman. Tyler, thanks so much for jumping on, man. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. When did hitting major league pitching become so easy?
I don't know about that, but last night was a fun one for sure.
Yeah, Tyler, you know, when you make the big league club out of camp and you're given that opportunity as an opening day starter, just how much was out of the juice flowing last night? Just how excited were you to get that opportunity and to come up so big with those two shots?
Yeah, obviously was my first opening day nod, first opening day start. So I was super obviously jacked up and pumped up to be out there. It was a great crowd in Seattle. We didn't get the win, but, you know, it was a great first opening day for sure.
Do you feel going into a game, as we talk today's first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom here, do you feel going into a game or maybe like a particular pitching matchup? Not that you think you're gonna go into a game and necessarily hit two home runs, but do you feel like locked in a certain way sometimes? Like, do you feel going into a game like I'm in the zone, I'm dialed today?
I don't think you ever necessarily think that going into any particular game. In a big league pitching staff is always pretty good. So, I mean, you always gotta be locked in during every at bat, whether it's in the first or ninth inning. So I think I was just trying to go up there with a good mindset, trying to put good swings on it, see the pitch in the zone, and it ended up working out. So I think you just gotta keep it pretty simple up there for sure.
You know, Tyler, you're making the transition from catcher to first base, and you not only did you hit the two knocks last night, but you also had that incredible play in the field. And just how difficult has that transition been? How much do you enjoy playing first base as opposed to sitting back behind the plate and squatting and, you know, getting your legs all tightened up and slowing you down everywhere else? Just how cool has that transition been for you?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've been a pretty versatile player kind of my whole career growing up. As a baseball player, I mean, I played multiple positions growing up. So, I mean, it's nothing new to me. I mean, I've been in that situation before. I mean, obviously getting into pro ball, most of it was kind of early on. It was definitely a lot of catching. I definitely played a little bit of first here and there. But, yeah, I mean, I think the transition's been good. I feel like my athleticism can really, you know, take me to where I want to be at any position. So I think the reps I've been putting in with Emart, our infield guy, has been good, and just continuing to learn the small things that first base has to offer. So it's been good.
A's first baseman Tyler Soderstrom joining us now here on ESPN 1320. Tyler, I have a two-part question for you. Are you superstitious at all?
Not really. I went and got a coffee and a breakfast burrito at the hotel breakfast place yesterday, so I went and actually did the same thing today. So, I mean, I guess you could say a little bit, but I don't have any really
okay
superstitions out so, of that.
If I tell you a statistic that I found, it's not going to bother you?
No.
Okay, great. Are you aware that you've never played in a game in Seattle where you didn't have a hit?
Nope, I'm not aware of that.
Well, guess what? That's a fact. So, no, but I do wonder, is there something with that ballpark? Is it just a favorable matchup, you think? Is it just kind of happenstance that it happened that way?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Seattle pitching staff's usually pretty solid all around. So, That's pretty cool. But, I don't know. Nothing in particular that stands out. I guess I just kind of, they got good pitching, so you got to really stay dialed in at the plate.
Just raking in Seattle. Nice.
Yeah. Tyler, you know, you are a local kid. You grew up in Turlock, and, you know, like I have my grandparents growing up lived in Modesto. I've been a great uncle in Keys. Like, I know the area pretty well. Just how cool is it for you to be able to make it up to the bigs in sort of your home area, whether, you know, it was Oakland last year or now Sacramento this season?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I ask myself the same question. Sometimes it doesn't really feel real. I got to kind of take a step back and really think about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's awesome to make it up to the big leagues. I mean, I was in Oakland, which is close to home, and now Sacramento, which is considered the Central Valley. So, I mean, it's awesome. I try and do the best I can to, you know, kind of be a role model for guys in my city of Turlock. And I think it's pretty special that I get this opportunity, and I'm really thankful for it for sure.
Do you expect to have a lot of people in the building next Monday when you open at home here against the Cubs?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a good support system for sure. Root me on. I know friends, family will be there for sure. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also just looking forward, you know, to see the fans in Sacramento come out and support too. So that's going to be awesome as well.
You know, Tyler, that's something I wanted to ask you. Like, when you walk into that building, I'm sure you've played there before in your minor league experience, but what are you expecting? I know that they've made changes and all that stuff, but, you know, as someone who has covered the Sacramento Kings for a long time, I know how crazy Sacramento fans are, how passionate they are, and it's going to be a really intimate setting, but also I think that passion will come through when you guys are on the field.
Yeah, you know, we've got a little sneak peek of what they've done. They've done a super, really, really good job with kind of the scenario that they were handed. Like you said, too, I've had some experience at Sutter Health Park and in AAA. So, I mean, there's some familiarity there for sure. And like you said, too, like the Kings fans, I got to go to a Kings game the other night before we got to Seattle, and it was a great environment, and I think they do it really well. So we're definitely excited. And ready to get to Sacramento for sure.
Tyler, really appreciate your time, man. Great work last night, and looking forward to watching you this season.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tyler. Take care, bud. Tyler Soderstrom, couple home runs last night, because apparently hitting Major League Baseball is easy.
He's got such a sweet swing.
He does.
Like, you're just waiting for him for it to click at the Major League level.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I don't know if he's going to hit 25 homers. He's going to hit 30 homers. What do you have last year? Like 11. But just you can see the outline of – he had 9 home runs last year. You can see the outline of what could be like an incredible player.
Yeah.
And I think for one day in his career, he can now say he leads Major League Baseball in home runs.
Yeah.
Like,
great point.
Something that you or I can never say.
That's facts.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of games for the A's that go like last night did, where you get a really quality start from your starter.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hits a couple of home runs, and then they lose because their bullpen can't get enough outs.
I hope that that's not the case. I hope that they've put enough like money and energy into finding the right arms in a bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the A's, like throughout their history, have always been good at finding just a random guy at the AAA level or the AA level that they can bring up that does something specific that helps their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
They have created quite a few relievers, really good relievers. I would hate to see their season be derailed completely by a bad bullpen. Yeah. That would just be tough.
The bullpen last night, 2 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks and a strikeout.
Oh.
And Jose Leclerc, the guy who gave up the home runs, he's been up and down in his career. We've seen him be a really good reliever at times for the Rangers. This is his first year with the A's. We've seen him be a really good reliever at times, and we've seen him have some ups and downs. Obviously not the way he wanted to start this season, giving up the 2 homers last night. But that's my greatest concern with the A's.
Yeah, the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just overall, like I think if you're expecting a team that and this was really the case last year, I compared them to a slow pitch softball team.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are three true outcomes. They are walk, home run, strikeout. And so you're gonna get a lot of games where maybe a couple solo homers, and then you're going to get a lot of games like this from Brent Rooker where he goes 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, I did not think that they were seeing the ball well last night. Like
now, Logan Gilbert's a good player.
Yeah, there was a lot of strikeouts in that game. I don't know what the box score, like how many times they struck out as a team, but it felt like, because we were watching 10. The game.
Logan Gilbert had 8.
Yeah.
7 innings.
I think like watching that whole game play out last night, it was like, okay, this is who they are for right now. But I also love that, you know, they had that incredible double play turned by two super young players in Jacob Wilson and Max Muncy.
Mm-hmm.
Soderstrom's at first base with a nice stretch to get the, and it just shows you like the youth of this team with Lawrence Butler in the outfield. I mean, they've got, you know, 5 or 6 guys that are first, second year players in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent is just, they have a ton of it. And it's here and it's on the field already.
Sure.
And, you know, that's even with Zach Geloff, you know, not available to start the season. But yeah, a bunch of young players that if they can keep this core together, they do have the potential to be something special.
Yeah, just 3 hits last night. They allowed 5, of course, the 2 big home runs. The Randy Arozarena bat spike after his game tying homer was just electric. It was pure electricity from Randy Arozarena. Yeah, good game up in Seattle. Looking forward to tonight's contest. Luis Severino, though, 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs. He did walk 4, but he struck out 6. You will take that every time if you're the A's.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of exciting games, the Giants, they beat the Reds in their season opener 6-4. San Francisco trailed 3-2 going into the ninth. They get a walk from Jung-Hoo Lee. They get a single from Matt Chapman. Then with 2 outs, Patrick Bailey comes up. He ties the game with a single. Wilmer Flores comes up. Hits a 3-run homer to give the Giants a lead, and they walk out of Cincinnati with a 6-4 victory on opening day. Try to keep pace with the Dodgers, who are going to win 140 freaking games.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Everybody,
good start for the Giants, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be very difficult. We do have some small breaking news. The Memphis Grizzlies are naming assistant Tomas Lisalo.
Careful.
I think that's what the name is, as the interim head coach.
Sure.
He is a native of Finland.
Shout out.
And he was a coach of the Paris basketball in 2024, winning the Euro Cup and Euro Cup Coach of the Year.
You said he's from Finland?
Yeah.
So he's going to finish this season as the Grizzlies head coach?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, air horns.
He's also a ginger, so shout out to gingers. And then the Bovado official has put out their odds right now for where Taylor Jenkins will land next. The Philadelphia 76ers are a plus 400. The Chicago Bulls are a plus 500. The San Antonio Spurs are a plus 700. The Sacramento Kings are a plus 900 to add Taylor Jenkins.
Hmm.
Interesting stuff. Also have the Suns, the Miami Heat for some reason, because I don't, where's Spoelstra
going? In case Eric Spoelstra retires?
In case he just doesn't want to do this anymore.
Is he quits?
And then, of course, the Pelicans are on that list as well. I'm confused by the 76ers as well, because Nick Nurse has been there, what, 2 years, and it's been rough. But
they want to just scrap it?
I guess.
That seems like a bad team, stay bad type of move.
Mm.
I don't look at the Sixers and go, coaching change.
Yeah, I mean, that would open the door for some interesting stuff that could possibly happen there with, you know, Bobby Jackson being a lead assistant there,
sure.
One of the lead assistants, Brian Gates, being one of the lead assistants, multi-time assistant coach in Sacramento, Brian Gates, one of the all-time good dudes. So, like, if you're building a coaching staff in Sacramento and, you know, if Doug Christie does get the job, you know, it would be good to see some familiar faces.
I think if the Kings continue playing the way they played last night, I think you're going to see Doug Christie get the job. And maybe he's already locked it up. Maybe they're already impressed enough with what Doug Christie has done. Hey, before we get the break, I got to get to our guy, Mitch. Mitch in New Jersey, what's going on?
What's cracking?
Nope. Sorry, Mitch.
Whoa.
Try again later.
Yeah, Mitch, your phone was not good at all. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, no. Call back, though, Mitch, and we'll get to you. That was just not a great connection to start. But I'm sure Mitch will call back because that's what he does. Salute.
I hope so.
If you would like to join the show on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, please do. 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders, and we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We'll get back into the Kings next. They got a big win last night. A win made even bigger by what else happened on the scoreboard. We'll tell you what that is next on the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. This is ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
2007, 2008 Miami Heat were not good. FYI.
No.
Here's some names on this roster, bro. Why were we talking about Eric Spoelstra? Oh, because he was the Heat were in the odds for Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah, like somehow the Heat are part of the odds for landing Taylor Jenkins as a next head coach.
That's right. All right. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. If you'd like to join the show via the Elk Grove Kia talk line, we would love to have you. Okay, some housekeeping. We had A's first baseman Tyler Soderstrom on the program earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at 2:30 with D'Lo and KC, new Sacramento State head men's basketball coach, Mike Bibby.
Nice.
Can't wait for that. Mike Bibby will be joining D'Lo and KC 2:30 p.m. right here on ESPN 1320. That'll be a ton of fun. We also have stuff to give away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys noticed the sweet hoodie that James is wearing. We're giving that hoodie away along with a $50 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. You enter to win at ESPN1320.com. It's this easy. You find the contest page. It's front and center. You can't miss it. You click on that contest page, and you're going to... What's our keyword?
Our team word?
I've got it. We've got the... Oh. It was yours, so that's why I was pitching.
It was
it's fine. I'll do the thing.
It was team. There it is.
There you go. All right. Team. T-E-A-M. Because the Kings played like a team last night. T-E-A-M. Enter that code word at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $50 Jiffy Lube gift certificate and the sweet exclusive to this giveaway Insiders hoodie that you see James Hamm wearing on our YouTube and Twitch channels right now. Let's jump over to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. No call screener again. So... We're just going to do it the old-fashioned way here. Let's go to Don. Don, you're on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up?
What up, fellas? I miss being Don.
Shout out. Big E?
Yeah, you got it. You got
it. My man. What do we got?
Fantastic game. I was out at the bar with my day one, just having a good time with the boys.
Salute.
And I got the first quarter update. Yeah, I was watching some college basketball at the bar, but I was keeping updates on my ESPN app, and I got all sad because I wasn't really paying attention. I got there at the end of the first quarter. I see the update, and I read it like Kings trailing the Blazers, and I got, like, really down. And then I read it again, and I was as static as can be looking that they're blowing out the team already. And just this fun, toxic relationship I have with the team can really swing my emotions. But I love to see them, and I hope they keep the momentum going forward.
Thanks, Biggie. Appreciate the call. Yeah, man.
I think it's funny because it was probably the Kings Trailblazers.
Nice, James. That's a good one.
Trailblazers.
Nice. Good
yes.
Work.
Yes.
They
didn't trail the Blazers. They were up on the Trailblazers.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept waiting for the moment last night where, like, the Bulls game. The end of that second quarter against the Bulls, it was this collective, uh-oh, like this is going to be uncomfortable. And it never, that moment never happened last night.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we have had so many of those moments this year where you feel the momentum slip away. Mm-hmm. And once the momentum's gone, you can kind of see that this team doesn't have like that second push to get themselves back into a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to avoid that is to just not have the let go of the rope moment where you let a team back in.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see them develop something more sustainable. Like last night's win, like you can't blow it up too big because mm-hmm. it was against a team that's not very good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that they were playing. But I will tell you, Portland thought that was a big game. Like they believed it was a big game. Like I saw
they were trying to make the play-in.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a huge game for them.
Yeah, I saw assistant general manager Mike Schmitz last night and had a conversation with him before the game. They felt like this is a big game. So for the Kings to come out there and kind of, you know, put out the torch of a team
mm-hmm.
and just kind of send them away. Because that in the standings, that's going to be what's so huge. That was just absolutely
enormous,
like tremendous to push a team away like that.
Well, we talked about just the vibe of it, right? Like, man, you lose tonight, you're losing to Portland, you're losing a fifth game in a row, you're finishing your homestand 2-5, and now you're going to go on the road for a six-game road trip with a five-game losing streak, and you can't even beat the Blazers?
Yeah, that would have been bad.
But then you look at the standings, and you see that the Dallas Mavericks beat the Kings' next opponent, the Orlando Magic, 101-92. That moves them to 35-38. If the Kings lose last night,
They would have dropped to 11th.
Yes, I have the numbers wrong, but yes, they would have dropped to 11 if they lost last night.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a massive, massive win from the standpoint of... Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Suns are 35-38. I did that backwards. My bad.
Yeah.
We're good, though. We're back.
Kings are 36-37, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mavericks are 36-38. The Suns are 35-38. Okay. I just had that written down backwards.
Yeah, it's crazy. Fine. At this point, the Kings are a half game ahead of the Dallas Mavericks, and the Suns are back out of the playoff picture.
Mm-hmm.
And with that loss last night, now you're looking, if you're the Blazers, you're four games out of the play-in
tournament.
Yeah,
they're toast. They're done.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all the way done.
With nine games left, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Eight. They have eight games left.
Real quick on the Mavericks, shout out to Jason Kidd. We've talked a lot about the turmoil that Doug Christie has had to deal with coming in as an interim coach and just the mess that has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
The De'Aaron Fox trade, Luke Laux leaving, Wes Wilcox leaving, the ups and downs, the injuries, the losing, the winning. Jason Kidd, when you look at the Luka trade, all the fallout from the Luka trade, the rash of injuries that they suffered over the course of, the season, to get Anthony Davis in the building and then lose Anthony Davis in the same game that he's debuting, to have them at 36-38 and in the number 10 seed is a super impressive ass coaching job.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, when they weren't like lighting the world on fire before that. So I agree with you that, like, to be, you know, I don't know, what is it, 10 and 10 or whatever around that since the Luka trade. Like, this wasn't a good team before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right around 500. You know, so I think he's done a remarkable job to, like, not have the wheels completely fall off. We've talked about how they went through a handful of games where they had, like, eight players healthy.
Yeah.
And then there was a game where they got all the way down to five players inside the game.
Yes.
And, like, if they had one more injury or a guy fouled out, they would have had to play with four.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely wild. Wild. So.
Yeah, they were at one point 31-26. Another 36-38. But... like you said, the fact, and they did plenty of losing in there, obviously. This is not a, hey, Jason Kidd's the coach of the year, but the fact that they have won three of their last four, they're winning, they're beating Detroit, then they're going on the road to Brooklyn and winning. They lost to the Knicks the next night on the second night of a back-to-back, but then they go to Orlando. They win that game last night, and they're very clearly fighting for the number 10 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, man. I thought they were cooked, like, all the way.
I also, like, shout out to Kessler Edwards, who's carved out a niche and, like, just really played well. I think he might be out of two-way, like, contract days. So I'm not sure that he gets to, I don't think he can play anymore.
Okay.
He's been really good for them. I at least gave them a shot. And on
he's been productive.
I mean, he's shooting 40.7% from three on the season. Talk about, here's a crazy stat. Kessler Edwards is shooting on the season 49.6, 40.7, and 92.3. He's almost a 50-40-90 guy.
Kessler Edwards
in 40 games.
Sacramento Kings legend.
Yeah. I mean, of course, that's 15 minutes a night, but yeah. That's
impressive, dude.
He's shooting just about 50-40-90.
That's super impressive. Yeah. Shout out to Kessler Edwards. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Let's go to Don. Don, what's going on?
Hammer, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, TC?
Hey, just vibing. Hey, Hammer, Kyle, Tim, hey, listen, this is your shoot, right? This is for real.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about, hey, would that be crazy? What's the parameters on that as far as, like, trying to bring in Taylor to work with Doug? Right, to take over Luke's spot. Not saying that pushing anybody out, though, but just to have him on the bench with his mentals and to be up under Doug. Could we make that move if we wanted to right now, him?
Thanks, TC.
Okay, so
Taylor Jenkins is for sure not doing that.
Yeah, he's not doing that, man. That's like when you had the idea of bringing Robert Saleh to be the head coach and having Kyle Shanahan be the offensive assistant.
That was more likely than this.
Yeah, like Taylor Jenkins, if he wants to, is likely going to get a frontline job this offseason. Now, again, if he wants to, but also, like, there's something going on here. There's more to the story, and we're going to know more here in the coming weeks.
My guy in Memphis is saying there's not more to the story.
It's possible, but, I mean, we're talking about a guy who created a culture there. And really got players to play hard and had like a program going the right way.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see how this plays out. Like there has to be more. Mm-hmm. You don't see teams that are the fifth seed in the Western Conference fire their coach with 9 games left in the season just because.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't. Taylor Jenkins is not. He's going to take the time off. He's in Cabo right now. Well, not right now because he just got fired this morning. But. He's going to probably take a long vacation.
Yeah, I would assume he'll get away from the game, and then the phone calls will start rolling in. I don't know who his agent is, but that agent is already fielding phone calls for to set up, well, to see if he would be interested. And that's going to go for teams that have coaches and that don't have coaches.
Do you believe the Kings have made the phone call? Let me. I don't have a different way to phrase that. Sorry.
Exploratory conversations. Like, I don't think the Kings today made that phone call because I don't think the Kings as a whole are in a position where they know what the future is.
Right.
Like, again, last night I saw Wes Wilcox at the game. I had a conversation with him.
His final game.
And that was his final game. And they have, like, it's crazy. He said something like they have until... like April 6th to spend all of their NIL money or it goes away. And so the portal's open and they've got to go out and be like super aggressive. And, you know, he's got to learn what all that means because he hasn't been in the college game. But there is a lot of uncertainty here overall with the Kings. Who's going to be making these decisions? What kind of decisions would be made? Mm-hmm. And Taylor Jenkins might walk into the offseason and a coach could get fired and he could get hired 5 days later. And I don't think the Kings are in a position where they would do something like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
Sure.
Like, if you think he's the guy, you'd want to be aggressive and everything else.
Yeah.
Just kind of have to figure out, you know, what direction you want to go.
I'm interested to see if there are teams like Milwaukee. Does Milwaukee think that Taylor Jenkins is a better coach than Doc Rivers and can get the Bucks to a different place? Or the Suns? Do they fire Mike Budenholzer in hopes of hiring Taylor Jenkins to keep Kevin Durant in Phoenix? Or whatever. I don't know. I'm interested to see if his availability changes the way some teams go about their coaches this offseason.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, again, we saw the Suns mentioned, is Mike Budenholzer like long for this world with the Suns? And I think the answer is probably not.
Yeah.
Especially if he can't get along with Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
and
that's a problem.
And of course, Devin Booker. But I also there's always coaches that get fired at the end of a season that surprise you.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, that seems weird. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
The Taylor Jenkins firing.
Getting that out of the way early.
Yeah, it's like a preemptive strike with a very good coach hitting the market. But I also think that there's going to be a lot of coaches that that don't feel particularly good right now.
Yeah.
You know, in their place in the world, whether it's, again, Budenholzer, whether it's Nick Nurse, whether it's, you know, like, there's a bunch of guys that probably don't feel all that comfortable with their standing.
For sure.
And we don't even know what's going to happen in San Antonio. We don't know what's going to happen in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like, as of, like, we can start talking, that's 5 head coaching jobs right there.
Just off the bat, yeah.
Yeah, that basically are unfilled going into the offseason if they, again, Philly and the Suns go different direction.
Right. Let's get out to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Kyle, did you hit the ace first baseman, 2 knocks last night on your bets?
No, I didn't. And it's not betting, it's daily fantasy. But yeah, no, didn't get that one.
I did. I got it.
Nice, dude. Well done. I got 2 out of 3 last night. Nice.
And I also got another question. I liked that move last night, bringing Malik Monk off the bench. I thought it really gave us a little more kick off the bench last night. What do you think about that, Mr. Ham?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I mean, I liked Malik Monk off the bench for the previous two seasons. I thought he was excellent. I thought the move to put him in the starting lineup at the time was the only move that Mike Brown kind of had. He'd ran out of options, and desperate times call for desperate measures. But I think this team is better in its current construction. Like, there could be a different construction next season that makes it easier to move Malik Monk back into a starting role. But for today, I actually this is a winner go home move by Doug Christie. And I thought game one, it looked really good, and we expected it to look really good. You know, Malik Monk is an exceptional six man, and just the energy change that he brings. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to have these conversations, but
they just make more sense.
No, they do.
It all makes more sense. The pieces fit together better when they are aligned in the way that they were aligned last night.
Yeah, and I think, you know, basically by Malik Monk having the toe injury followed by missing 3 games with an illness, it opened the door for this to be a possibility again.
Sure.
And again, it's not like the Kings burned the world down with Malik Monk out of action. You know?
No, but Malik Monk went back to the bench. Whether this is a, you know what, he's been sick, they're easing him into minutes, whatever, this is temporary. But Malik Monk went back to the bench. The world didn't end. Nobody cried. Nobody quit. Nobody demanded a trade.
We walked into the locker room last night. I didn't get Malik. We had to go back and get Doug Christie, but because there was this question we had to ask, right, of Doug about the switch.
Sure.
And Malik was in watching Arkansas play. So Malik has 2 teams. He has Arkansas because he's from Arkansas, but he also has Kentucky because he played at Kentucky.
Sure.
And Arkansas, of course, lost
Coach overtime. Cal, of course, was
yeah
Kentucky when
Malik with was Malik. There. Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was interesting to watch it all play out when we were watching the game in the locker room in post game, and then all scurried back over to get Doug. Interesting night, but again, I think, you know, Malik has a personality that he probably isn't going to show how much that bothers him, that he's no longer the starter or that he isn't the starter as of yesterday. But tomorrow is another game. Then, you know, like, we don't know what it's going to look like, if Doug is going to stick with this or not. And I did ask him last night. I asked him 2 different ways, and others did as well, whether or not he was going to keep Malik in the starting lineup, or keep Keon in the starting lineup. And we don't know the answer yet.
We'll find out when the Kings play tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Do they play?
All
the days running together.
They really do. I thought today was Thursday for a lot of it. I don't know about if the Kings are playing tomorrow. I do know I'm playing tonight, and by that I mean playing Underdog Daily Fantasy, because it is my very favorite way to consume sports. Last night, we had a lineup with the A's and Mariners game. We got 2 out of 3, and thanks to the flex play option, we got a little bit of our money back there. But it's super easy with Underdog's Pick'em game. You pick 2 or more players, you pick higher or lower on their stats. We've been over it a million times. It is a ton of fun. Here's where I'm rocking tonight. I'm going back up to the Pacific Northwest. A's Mariners. Our guy, Tyler Soderstrom. I'm going higher than half a hit, run, and RBI. So if he gets a hit, scores a run, or has an RBI, that's a W for me. Luis Castillo, the pitcher for the Mariners, very, very good starter. I'm going higher than 17.5 pitching outs. I need him to get through 6 innings. I think he'll do that. A's starter Jeffrey Springs, who they acquired from the Rays, I'm going lower than half a first inning run allowed. I don't think the M's will score in the first inning. And then Brent Rooker, I'm going higher than half a total base because I don't think he's going hitless 2 games in a row to start the season. So I'm going Brent Rooker with at least 1 total base. I would love for you to play along with me. Download the Underdog app and sign up now using promo code KYLEM to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code KYLEM. Claim your special offer today and get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. All right, the handoff with one of D'Lo or KC coming up next. That's James Hammond, Kyle Madsen, where the Insiders Jiffy Lube sponsors this program, and it's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Here we are. James Hamm, Kyle Madsen, and Kenny's here.
What up? What up?
Kenny Caraway of D'Lo and KC. I already had your mic turned on, then you went to turn on your mic and it turned it off. I think that's what just happened.
I ain't touched the mic.
Oh, okay. Maybe I forgot to turn yours on. That's my bad. Kenny Caraway.
What up, though?
The man with jewelry.
Oh, snap.
On his hat.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Because it's on and popping now. Young and the Restless is on in the studio. Look at Nick and what? That's not Nick. What is the other girls? These are Newmans. These are Victor's kids. Wow. They've been on there forever.
Oh, wow.
These aren't the people. It's the Victoria, I think, is her name. Get these guys off the screen. This is probably Chloe and somebody else. But Nick and Victoria, those two, like Nick right there holding. Oh, look at Victor. Look at my boy, Victor Newman. He's still kicking. Let's go. Look, that's the kids. That's Nick and Victoria.
This is wild.
Come on, man. That's crazy. They've been on the show for at least 25, 30 years. Look at Victor Newman.
No.
And Nikki. They've been on the show for probably 50, 60 years. This is crazy. I don't want it to happen, but when they pass away, the show needs to end. Like, you can't have Young and the Restless without Victor Newman. That's all. I got distracted.
You good?
I'm great.
Done?
I'm great. Look
okay.
at the goat.
All right.
Victor Newman.
We do have an injury update.
Oh.
Sacramento Kings forward Jake LaRavia completed imaging on his left thumb after taking a fall in the third quarter versus the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday, March 25th. Imaging concluded LaRavia suffered a bone contusion. LaRavia will be listed as out and will be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days.
Mm. Son of a gun!
Was that the play where Caruso, he didn't foul him, actually. It was actually a clean play. It was just Jake fell all crazy. But was it that play, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
That makes sense. He hit the ground pretty hard.
He did. I think he hit the stanchion pretty
hard. Yeah, he whacked his head.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He flew into the stanchion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just it wasn't a foul. I think Zach was looking for it, but the replay showed it wasn't a foul. It was
Alex
just a Caruso weird,
so sick.
Weird.
That was such a silly play.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get a hand on just basketball there? Anyways, doesn't matter.
Just got it.
What's that?
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks, Charlie. Good win for the Kings last night.
Yeah, man. It is what they needed to do last night against a team that, you know, they got a lot of talent on that Portland team. But, you know, if you're the Kings and you're ninth seed, you're trying to be in a play-in at home before you go on a road trip, you got to handle that one. So they did what they had to do. And it was good to see, you know, everybody play well, shoot the ball well before they go out on this road trip. So
yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff, man.
You got a Kings win? You got a Giants win yesterday?
I did, man. Comeback Giants win, ninth inning rally. Let's go. Let's go. I was hyped.
It's ridiculous.
Sorry to my A's, though. They are my A's. As long as they're here, they're my A's. We talked about this yesterday, and there's a lot of people like this. I talked to a lot of Sacramento resident Giants fans who were like, we're not going to like fake the funk, but as long as they're here, it's love. Like, we're rocking with them. Like, it's cool. So I actually think there's going to be a lot more of that than even I originally thought of. Like, people who live here who are like, I wasn't an A's fan before, but as long as they're here in Sacramento, I'm going to want to see them win. I go to the games.
Yeah.
I might even wear gear and stuff like that. I think there's going
to
be.
Are you going to wear A's gear to A's games?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
I mean, an A's hat. You already have one.
So. Got the A's hat. Maybe a Ricky Henderson jersey.
Oh,
maybe a
go.
Lawrence Butler, because that's my boy, Lawrence Butler.
Yeah.
One of my favorite players in the league right now.
Tough in my daily fantasy lineup last night. He couldn't get a hit for me, but that's fine.
Damn.
It's fine. We'll get past that.
Damn.
We're moving past
it. Did you see in D-Lo's daily fantasy? Oh, goodness. Kyle's going to go, guys. He's going to go.
This is the big one.
This is the end.
I could just pull the muscle in my side.
Well, sneezing and coughing are very violent acts.
I know.
Yeah. Be careful, big dog. Oblique.
Kyle's injured himself. Kyle's out.
Go ahead. I'm just stretching.
He'll be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days.
Kyle Aravia over here.
But in D-Lo's daily fantasy lineup, they had Shohei Ohtani at half a home run. I think he took less.
Wait, that wasn't a like special play?
No.
For those of you not like super deep into the weeds on these shows, we both have daily fantasy endorsements with different companies, so we can't specifically.
No, and I mean
it wasn't like a special play. It was higher or lower.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty regular. Is he going to hit
a home run?
Well, I know it's Ohtani, but that's pretty regular. Like, is he going to hit a home run or not? 50-50 shot.
He has not hit a home run in half of his games.
What did he have last year? 50?
Yeah.
How many games did he play?
150? 160?
That's less than half. More times than not, he does not hit a home run.
Correct.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just go less or lower?
He did go less, and he hit a home run. He homered yesterday.
But you should just pick lower every time.
Well, yeah, maybe it'll be an every time thing. I don't know if it was an opening day.
I don't know. Anyways,
I would assume that it would be an everyday thing.
I would never. Shohei Ohtani is one of those players that just like, I'm never, ever in any situation, whether it's daily fantasy, whether I'm in Vegas, I'm never betting against that player.
Never.
So you would have took the more yesterday.
I wouldn't have touched it. Yeah. Because I don't want to have to have it. I don't want to need a home run, but I also don't want to not need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I got you.
It's the same thing. Like Steph Curry earlier this year, there was a game I was like, man, I think his points, rebounds, and assists were like 32 and a half. I was like, God, it feels like a lot. Like he's not been playing great. Had like 48 points. Like, whatever, man. I know better than this.
That was another one that was not to give D'Lo's whole lineup out there, but it was like 33. Points, rebound, and assist for Domas. He's like, he's been struggling lately. I'm taking a less. It was a total of like, what, 55 yesterday?
It was crazy. It was
22, 19, and 6 or something like that.
Yeah, I always look at some of those numbers. I'm like, it's sucker's bet. Like, you know, there's no way you're going to get that number. Yeah. Or there's no way you think, he's not getting 43.5 or whatever. And then every time you're like 55. Like that one time it was like 50 something for Joker.
Giannis?
For Joker. And it was like, I think he finished with 77 points, rebounds, and assists. Mm. Like, it was so far over. Like,
well, there was the Giannis one earlier in this year when he played the Kings, and I think his number was 50.5.
Uh-huh.
I was like, 50.5, that's crazy. That's disrespectful. I'm going less. That's wild. Mm. And then he has like, it was like 70.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez. Goodness. It's one of those things where this isn't the exact same thing, but it's in the same vein. They say all the time, there are a lot of casinos built in Las Vegas every day for a reason. When you think you got it figured out, no. They've got another casino going up. It's good.
That's why on those days where I'm like, hey, Kings are winning tonight, they're -3.5 against
pretty good at that.
Right. Kings have lost 4 in a row, and they're -5.5 against the Celtics.
Yeah.
It's like, put the house on the Celtics. What the hell? It's like, yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what they want.
No, you're really good at that, actually. I think if we kept a record, you're probably like 7-2 in those games that you call out like that.
That's probably pretty accurate. Yeah, I don't do the predictions very often, but has to be a really special line for, because usually Vegas pretty good.
One of these days we'll be able to, you know, talk about that here.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man.
It'll happen.
Yeah, someday.
They got all mixed up the last time and people weren't on the same page.
Yeah, that was tough.
I'm hearing they're getting on the same page.
That's what streets are saying?
That's what streets are saying. They're getting on the same page. Oh. So I think it would be next year it would be on the ballot and then go through all this other stuff. So maybe in like 3-4 years.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Mm.
All my fingers.
It makes too much. Like, how do you, there's so much money sitting on the table. Like, why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you not?
There's in like content. That's what I'm worried about. Do they not think of the content people?
Yeah.
No.
We got content to make.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. What do you guys got coming up on D-Lo and Casey?
Man, we got Mike Bibby. He's coming up at 1 p.m.
2:30.
Yeah. And then
2:30 or 1?
1 o'clock. Well, unless things change. It was supposed to be 1 o'clock. But, yeah, if I didn't get the memo.
Listen to the whole show. Mike Bibby's going to be on at some point.
Kyle Madsen's going to be on. Eddie Gonzalez is going to be on. We'll talk about this Memphis Grizzly stuff, too. This is a trip.
That is wild.
Yeah. It is wild.
In Memphis. All right. For James Hamm and Joe Brazil, I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. We're sponsored by...
Yeah, she's been on there for about 10 years, too. That's crazy. It's crazy. Sorry, it's your show.
10 a.m. on Monday. Drink water. Be nice, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.